the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Got easy into a Friday. Think it's too wild.
Shoot. Ain't no easing into a Friday.
I love this song.
Oh, I don't recognize it yet.
No, she was dancing. She had the white lady moves going. Yeah. I like that. Look, she's kind of throwing dice. Was that Knocked Up where he said, that's the only move you got, is throwing dice?
I love it. Like, next time you have girls' night, let me know. I won't go with you, but I just want to watch it from afar.
Oh, my God.
Film it. Hey, girl.
I love it, man. God. I love it.
I was watching this last night. I was thumbing through channels, and some the Commodores were on there singing Brick S House.
And who was it? Was it Debo Samuel?
No, they didn't have Lionel.
Oh, you said Commodores, not Commanders.
But the rest of the Commodores were there. And then every white woman in the crowd was doing the dance like white women do. And then this one chick knew every word, and she's doing the shimmying the shoulders back and forth and leaning in.
Doing the Eddie Guerrero?
Yeah. It's a freaking brick house.
Oh, Lord.
God. Who is this stuff, for real?
Talking Heads.
God. I don't know. I've ever heard this before.
Really? Yeah. Home is where I want to be.
Oh. Oh.
God, man. What have you been listening to devil worshiping music for too long?
Yeah,
right. Your ACDCs and your Kisses.
Hey.
Various others.
Ozzy.
David Allen Coe.
Young Blood.
Defiling Pillows. Oh, God, Young Blood.
I love Young Blood.
Every other woman alive loves Young Blood.
Loves Young Blood.
Take two. Loves Young Blood.
Okay, mystery guest will be at 8:25. And
I hope it's Pat Sajak if we're just throwing names out there.
Well, I don't.
Or Butch Estes.
I hate. And we were playing that off the air. We were doing Ring of Fire with Famous Butches. Not what you're thinking.
No.
Before someone texts in like Ellen or something. No, we're talking about Cassidy and the Sundance Kid Butches.
Now, I was going to say Annette, but we had to come back on the air.
Yes. You were going to play Annette off of Estes. That was, yeah. That would have been accepted. And then I would have went Funicello, and then I would have won.
God.
Okay. Would have been just that easy.
Yeah, I would.
By the way, tell
Paige. I wouldn't even get to say Benin before you said Funicello.
Tell Paige when about that thing you were watching with the. Hold on, let me go back to the text.
Oh, that look on your face.
It was. It was about the infiltration. It's like we're going back. You remember how we had? People still do it. Mike Tyson and many, but. They would use homing pigeons, which always amazed me.
That they can go home, yeah.
That they could send it hundreds of miles away with a message, and the bird would know where to go and then where to return with the other message. Incredible, incredible, incredible. But this new tactic, I did a conspiracy mystery one time about pigeons were really... don't smile like that, like you're patronizing me. It was real.
Listening.
It was that pigeons were actually, a type of device used to surveil us.
Wow.
Which I don't know how that worked.
They had little cameras on their beaks.
How they train them.
I don't either. I don't know. But listen to this, Paige. And I don't know all of it because I had to pull my traditional save it for the air, but I wanted to be, selfish and hear it for the first time with Paige.
There is a German company, a German tech company, who's outfitting. Let me see if I get this right.
Al Mary, come with me.
Is it Madagascar kissing cockroaches?
I don't know. I know mantises pray. I didn't know cockroaches kiss.
Oof.
So they're taking these Madagascar roaches, and they're outfitting their bodies with these little battery packs.
Wow.
They come with controllers. And you can control their movements, left or right, forward, back. So this company is going to sell these roaches to countries to use for a tool of war to infiltrate cracks, pipes, to go into...
I don't want a cockroach in my butt.
No.
It'd be the first time. So they go into these places where you can't get people in, and they've got pretty much got cameras on them.
How big were they?
Dude, they can, I don't know about this, but they can now, I saw a thing the other day, they can now make cameras, and it makes sense because of medical stuff, they can make cameras the size of a grain of salt.
How do you even fit the tech into? That is amazing.
What this was, it zoomed in on it under a microscope, and it wasn't a rendering, it was a real microscope, and you could zoom in on this little thing and see the motherboard inside of it.
It's not invasive.
Yeah, but who makes that? Like, how would you?
Some nanotech right there.
Like, nano to the nanoest. Like, I think they may have really, like that Matt Damon movie, I think they shrunk a bunch of people years ago.
and we bought a zoo?
Yeah, and it shrunk them real. And they make watches. When the old man that makes shoes goes to sleep, they make the shoes for him. You remember that old cartoon? That was scary as hell to me.
Now, you may be asking yourself.
It's like a DMT trip.
How do you control the roach's movement? Well, they say this doesn't hurt the roaches. I don't know how they know, but they say it doesn't hurt them. They solder leads onto their bodies that connect to their antenna. So impulses tell them which way to move, left or right, when you control it. This is just like a game controller you would use. And it walks back and left and right, back and forth.
But what happens? So if the people have raided their house, with the bug spray, spray.
Well, I guess you may lose a couple because somebody's going to notice. Oh, there's a roach, and then squash
right.
it. But if it scampers and scurries across, the packs are big right now. But they're going to get it to a point where the packs are so small that it's not going to hinder the roach's movement.
That's wild.
But they can still control
them. Crap to me, man. Like I'm going to stomp bugs when I see them outside now.
I don't know if wars will ever come down to actual soldiers on the ground anymore in the future.
Well,
it's going to be this stuff and drones and other stuff.
And the thing I said the other day, they're using goats and dogs putting guns on them.
That's
in
terrible.
The Middle East.
Like, poor dogs.
I'm not even kidding about
poor
that.
Goats.
Terminator 2 was onto something.
1984 was onto something.
Was that where all the animals had their own government structure?
Dude, you go on, that was Animal Farm. You know that if you go, this is no joke, that you go on a list if you watch that movie.
1984?
Yep.
Why? Is this some kind of anarchist?
They look at it as, why are you looking at this movie right now? I'm not even kidding. Like, that's a real NSA thing. And you know who, that's one of those movies that's available on your Tubis and stuff where it's free through ads, so... It's like you got to really go out and look for it kind of thing.
It's
crazy.
The NSA will admittedly spy through phones and whatever else. They have cameras and all the smart TVs they can access if they want to. But you can't have foreign cars of a certain make, in Chinese cars over here, because they're, what do you call it?
It's going to kill the American manufacturing of cars.
Well, now they're saying there's smart systems, for their smart screens in the cars will surveil you.
All of our people.
That's already happened.
They beta tested it somewhere. So if you have your phone, which most people, I know several of you don't, but if you have a car that's made within the so-and-so last few years, Bluetooth enabled. So when the Bluetooth, and a lot of people it automatically will connect, right? Because of your maps or whatever you want to use. They're using stuff with the Bluetooth to tell if you picked up your phone while that ignition was in your car. And turn, it's not even if you're at a red light, you can't pick up your phone.
Yeah.
And it will go, and this will all feed into insurance companies.
Yeah, and then they can shut you down if you don't pay your bills.
And dude, she's not kidding. That's what that's the big thing is with the Chinese cars, they're very cheap, but all the add-ons are subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. This is like the steering wheel they want you to have to where you got to pee on it before you start the car. Or if you had a DUI.
No, you get a breathalyzer.
You have to pee on it.
Yeah, I told you you were doing it wrong. He didn't even have a DUI. He just went to see if he's okay to drive.
What's up with this steering wheel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Smells terrible.
But
smells like popcorn and Captain Crunch.
On one hand, and this is not even devil's advocate, it's a real thing. On one hand, it will crack down. There was a horrendous car accident the other day where it looked like a bomb had been dropped on that car, and it hit head on going down a...
Oh, no.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was on a...
You're not talking about the one in Chicago, right? There was a... The FBI had been following because it was connected to cartels, and it was bombed out, they say, in the middle of the highway.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I didn't see that.
Windows were destroyed, so they had to search it to see if there was a bomb in it.
Wow.
It just exploded?
Yeah, whatever bombed out is, they call it, like windows are gone.
Street slang for like drunk now.
And then, like, we've been following this because it's connected to the cartel.
Yeah.
One of them. Evidently, there's a lot of cartels.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, I don't know if you're talking about that or the Walmart wreck.
I don't know what the Walmart wreck is.
Yeah, a local driver passed away because he got in a wreck in his Walmart tractor trailer. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Destroyed.
Wasn't Tracy Morgan again this time, was it?
Mm-mm.
No. That person going, did they live?
No, they did not.
God.
They passed away. Tracy Morgan will remind you that he got hit by a Walmart truck constantly.
Yeah. But, like, with that said, like, if this car can tell you're picking up your phone or whatever, like, it keeps people from texting and driving and all that crap. Like, that will keep you safe. But there is that freedom thing, though, man.
Yeah.
Like, but then again, it's you got to have a driver's license. You got to pay your taxes. You've got to wear your seatbelt. Like, there's freedom, but then there's not.
Yeah. The thing will not shut up until you put the seatbelt on. And it's not like the old trick your grandpa would use where he'd just have a buckle and just...
Or buckle it behind him. That's what my grandpa did. What is with grandpas being safe? Fat boy, let's change that.
We got to.
Oh my God.
All right, Paige, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The guy who went to an alleged racist high school, so he says...
Well, hang on a second.
Well, you said that I went to one. I went to Wade Hampton.
And
It was, you know, on this side of the Civil War, which that's Fat Boy being ignorant of the fact that the Civil War was more than just about slavery.
It's about economics.
Ken Burns told me. So Paige won the other day over Fat Boy in the spelling bee. So now she's come up with words to now challenge us. And we'll do that.
She could screw us and stick us in. These could be hard words.
Yeah, like onomatopoeia.
I'm already at a disadvantage because you won a spelling bee.
Yeah, well, but that was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
But I still spell well. I just talk crappy.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Just call up.
Yeah. Hoom-up. Spellenberg. Hoom-up. Spellenberg. Hoom-up. Spellenberg. Hoom-up. Ba-bow.
All right. Representing Greenville, South Carolina. Freaking me.
Yeah.
Versus representing Clemson. Oh, you want to introduce yourself?
Let's just do Pickens County.
You know, Dan from Columbia made a NBA Finals intro for us. We should play it at some point.
We should.
Oh, yeah. We can throw that on. I haven't heard it.
It's all right.
Haven't been on Dan much here lately.
Yeah.
For some reason. But I would like to hear it.
Okay.
You want to do it now?
No.
He's stalling.
You don't want that ass.
I want to shoot.
You might win, for real.
I don't know.
I did go to college for 19 years, though.
He really did, y'all. I mean, he took some time off, but totally it was for 18 years. But that's no different saying you've had friends for 20 years. You ain't seen them in 10.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about Bert Kreischer being in Florida State for 8 years. I was at tech school for 19, so I got him beat.
Right. And Fat Boy's gut didn't come from frat parties, okay? How about that?
Level team!
That's right. He wasn't created with a viral sensation.
He tried to pledge.
He also doesn't have Netflix specials, but
that's true.
He'll get there one day. Oh, he actually gets a special on Netflix through his cell phone provider.
Hey, you got a bundle.
It's how you look at it. His special's not on Netflix, but he's got a special on Netflix.
Netflix you have to pay for.
Yeah, that's...
What is that?
Netflix.
Oh,
is a separate
okay.
One.
Yep.
I don't think I want
it's
that.
It's where people go around and say, hey, get off my Johnson.
Like walnuts.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Chin nuts. All right, let's go. Let's play.
How do you want to do this? Are you taking turns, or am I just calling out a word and then whoever
you know
gets
what?
It?
Maybe it should be that way. Should we both try to spell it, like write it down type thing, or do you want to chime in first? Like,
whatever's best.
How about if I give the word and then whoever goes first, you know?
Do you need to write it down, Fat Boy?
No, we can just... No, not really. I can think it out in my head. Try to, at least.
Okay. I'm fine. I'll write it down just to... But, you know, not like must write it down. I'm like Paige. I'm very visual. You know what she was saying yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. Let me try that. Let me get a scrap piece of paper. It won't get thrown away.
I have noticed it does help. Now, you got to write...
Here's a piece of paper.
Clearly. To don't sign that. That's a pink slip.
Let's do that.
You'll be fired instantly.
Well, this looks good for the trash.
Okay. And Fat Boy, you only got one against Paige's five the other day, so...
Which is...
But Paige also has that. Four college degrees.
That is true. I didn't know she was that great of a speller.
Neither did I.
Geography she has issues with.
Yeah, I don't know.
State of Boston, 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 Boston.
It just came to my mind first, sorry.
Okay, let's play.
All right. So are we taking turns or are you just going to...
You'll say, in my opinion, you'd say word number one and you would say the word and then we scream our name if we want to start.
Okay.
Word number one. Bosoms.
Matt. B-U-S-O-M-S.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
B-U-S-O-M-S?
Mm-mm. For bosoms. Let me do...
He's
Down.
He's not Googling.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay. B-O-S-U-M-S. I'll flip it. That's not it either.
Is there two S's in it? Well, obviously, if it's plural.
There's two S's in it.
Wait a minute. Yes. B-U-S-S-O-M-S?
No.
What the freak? Spell it.
B-O-S-O-M-S.
No.
B-O-S-O-M-S. Bossoms?
Bossoms.
Bossoms.
I used to watch that. Six was her best friend.
Awesome. Rest in peace, Peter Scolari.
He's dead. He's dead.
It's Mudge's daddy.
Wow.
We both miss bosoms.
Also, it's bosoms.
It could be a bosom or a bosom.
But like, if I talked about your bosom, I'm not talking about one. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about both of them. They come as a pair, which is about as stupid as a pair of pants.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I thought you'd know that word.
No.
Okay.
I was thinking of buxom. All right. Bosom. Oh, we both missed.
Second word is easy.
E-A-S-Y. You ain't got no alibi.
Okay.
I was about to chime in for real.
Yacht.
Matt.
Oh, dang it.
Why? Wait a minute. Do it in a sentence. I want to make sure of something. I think she's trying to swirl us here. Swerve us.
I got on a yacht during my vacation in Florida.
Okay.
Which is probably true.
Y-A-C-H-T.
Yes, correct.
Ding, ding, ding. I don't have a dinger.
I've heard.
nothing.
Dang it.
I thought you were going to say something like, yacht not drive, you've drank too much.
Oh, like a Foxworthy bit. Hey, you ought to build a fence down by the ball field.
Okay.
Yonk two?
So one to nothing, Matt Man.
Yeah.
All right, so here's another easy word.
I believe I'm two to... Oh, no, I missed first.
Yeah, you missed the bosom.
Yeah.
Okay. Impotent.
Fat boy. Let me do a quick little... Okay.
Okay.
I-M-P-O-T... E-N-T.
Yes, correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
I should not know that one.
He was looking at a prescription bottle out of his pocket when cheater.
Look at my Blue Chew Plus.
God, he's hoping the next words will be erectile and dysfunction.
Like, I feel sorry for the next person that walks in here. The pill does not discriminate. All right.
That's great. So we're tied. We're tied.
Lord. Okay.
Lordy.
Okay. The next word is embarrass. Like Fat Boy was embarrassed.
Matt.
Oh. Let him fall on this grenade first.
Oh, hold on. Let me re. This is one of those most commonly misspelled words.
I don't get it right.
I believe that it is...
I have trouble with this one.
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S.
Correct.
Yay!
Two R's and two S's?
Yeah.
So I missed the R. I had two S's, but I only had the one R.
Yes. Embarrass. You can't Spell embarrass without S.
You got to have two S's.
Yes. Well, I've had one so far, but probably before 10 a.m. there will be a second one. Oh, Lord. All right.
Put that on the Patron.
That's 2-1?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, man, I'm missing easy stuff. All right, I know what I'm going to do next. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. You'll find out.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This one's easy, fat boy. You're going to get this. Calendar.
This is another. She Googled most commonly misspelled words because this is also on the list, and I can't remember. It's like
fat boy.
E before I. Is that why?
Bosoms wasn't on the list.
Well, you kiss off.
Kiss
him.
Off.
Answer
neither was impotent.
Well, I don't. Okay. C A L A N D E R. God dang it.
Matt.
Okay.
C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R.
Correct.
God dang it. Mixed. I knew it.
I wanted to go back to Sevier Middle School and challenge some of those seventh graders now, and I bet you I'd still win.
I knew there was an E and an A, but I forget where they are.
It's one of those where it switches around.
God. Okay. Tri-County's not going to claim me anymore as a graduate.
I don't know that they did.
Because I can't spell.
They did put his name on the wall, but it was keep this man off the premises. He's had his photo attached as well.
He's middle-aged and he wears shorts.
Right.
Do not let him around.
How many students thought you were like a freaking, God bless it, set up a joke and don't have the punchline.
Chomo?
No, what? Jump Vita? Street.
All right, well,
21
you know
Jump Street.
Like, well, like they would know that reference.
Well, there was a movie they remade. They made it 22 Jump Street or something.
I feel like even the movie at that point probably outaged.
They really screw kids over that. Like, there's a scary movie coming out. Like, what do you mean that movie came out 25 years? No, it's called Scary Movie. I'm like, they don't sequelize stuff anymore.
No, and it's out this week, too.
You want to do one more page?
Yes.
So I can just whoop his ass?
I'm going to do an easy word.
Are we tied?
I think I'm winning 3-1.
I'm
going to... 3-1.
He doesn't get this. I'm just shocked.
Count I'll take my double. Headphones off.
No, no, you have to participate.
Well, I don't want any handicaps.
The final word is...
Oh, don't park in your driveway.
Testicles.
Testicles.
Fat boy's going to pull up his Amazon dream list now. And,
Fat boy, and then I'll just write it down just to make sure.
I've already written it down. I know. I know. I can tell you from previous... This is how he's going to spell it, Paige. All right, go ahead, fat boy.
Okay. T-E-S. Because I remember that first part. T-I-C-L-E-S.
Damn!
Testicles.
I thought you were going to put a K in there like pickles.
Are we starting now?
Testicles. Testicles. All right, well, a tiebreaker, real quick.
We got to go. A good one, get a good one.
A good one? Zucchini.
Matt, Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I.
Correct.
Hey!
No, you suck it.
It has been.
So two C's in zucchini?
Yeah.
I would have went with just one.
Yeah.
Z-O-O.
I would have missed
it. Matt, we can only handle one C a day, Paige. Remember that.
I should have asked my neighbor how to spell zucchini. Evidently, they use them a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not for cooking.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
All right, Paige.
Yeah.
That was a great idea. Good job with that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Now you get to do another segment. What's up in the Plex?
We're going to talk about what is a plot vacation. Do you ever take him on?
Plot?
Plop.
P-L-O-T.
Oh.
P-L-O-P.
That's a new trend for travel.
Plop.
P-L-O-P.
I've done vacation. The fizz, but never the plop.
Right.
We'll like you want to break on that one. That was pretty solid.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Paige, happy Friday.
All right, so there's a new travel trend out there that's gaining traction after an author talked about this on Insta.
Insta.
That's where people go all the time.
You know, and that has to suck for
Maker's Events to cart. They're like, oh, that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. That never took off, did it?
No.
Instacart.
No.
I never got it.
I didn't either. But I've never done Uber Eats. I've only Dashed.
That's almost different.
I've never Uber ate.
Oh.
Uber eaten.
I've done it all, except I didn't do Insta.
Yeah. Paige loves eating out.
I do.
Should have. Hardcore.
Are you hiccuping or are you about to cuss?
I got hiccups. I don't know how they're going to go away.
Oh.
You got to hold your breath scratch your nuts, right?
You can't hold your breath.
You can't hold his breath either.
I think you have to go in a street corner and someone pees on you.
Nice. I would have been cured.
Go out front.
I would have been cured this morning before I got here.
Lee Rogers, catch you outside.
Oh, boy. Catch me outside. All right, so there's a new travel trend that's gaining traction on Instagram, and it's called a plop, P-L-O-P, vacation. So what is this all about? It sounds disgusting. Like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to plop. So instead of cramming your whole thing into, like, you know, if you always have to have something going on. And I like to stay busy instead of plopping.
It's not the plop I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Jason Love or somebody like that.
Like, oh, I was thinking in the toilet.
Sightseeing, excursions, and a packed itinerary.
Yeah, but you got to have some stuff.
Thought you were talking about Girth Brooks.
Some pre-planned
stuff. I mean, it's always, where are we going to eat? Where are we going to, what are we going to do?
Although,
where are we going to shop?
I would,
even at the beach.
You know, it would be a fun kind of serendipitous kind of, trying to think of another cool adjective. Just kind of like going to an airport and picking a flight and going there.
I want to do
getting
that
off
so
the
bad.
Airplane. I'm not even, like, I'm talking about.
Oh, what if you end up in Haiti?
Wichita, Kansas. Well, I need to stay international. My passport's home.
That'd be fun.
My Trump port's at home.
You'd be hanging out with barbecue, trying to overthrow the country.
Like, just to, out of curiosity, I just walk up the desk. Hey, I want a. Well, if I say one way ticket, she'll start singing the song. But I would. I would say just send me somewhere. Let's see.
Yeah,
let's see what happens.
If you've never been to Key West, you can just fly to Key West for the day. And
yeah, but
so
I would almost like the challenge of it being some kind of.
You're talking
like
budget
Springfield,
airline?
Springfield, Missouri something.
Oklahoma.
Missouri.
Yeah. Get off the plane, not know where I'm going to stay, not know where I'm going to eat.
Oh, you can.
That'd be fun.
End up in like Wyoming or somewhere out there.
That would be beautiful.
Topeka.
Montana.
I'd like to go there.
Idaho.
Yeah. I heard.
So
two potatoes are standing on the side of the road. How do you know which one's the prostitute?
Idaho! Oh.
Travel experts say people often come
home.
You
got it in my eye. You get it? The eye on a potato.
From vacations feeling exhausted because they're trying to do everything. And the plop vacation has no pressure or packed schedule. It's just rest and relaxation.
So why pay a ton of money to go to another city to do what you could do at home?
Right.
I mean, for real.
That would be a driving, you know, if you want
to
say.
Just say to your neighbor, hey, you want to switch houses this week?
Oh.
Everything stays in. Right.
What's the? Oh, it's an Airbnb, man.
Well, yeah, I guess.
We're going to just plop over at your house. You plop at our house.
Okay.
And you get to redecorate one room.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be the bathroom.
Oh
boy.
There's going to be dots.
Yes.
Spots.
Yes.
That'd be kind of fun.
Your bathroom's going to have freckles when you get back.
Good Lord. So maybe that's for you.
Is that
maybe
granite?
Not.
No.
That's a stain.
Yeah.
It's not coming out either. You got to get some Comet. And some elbow grease, buddy.
Yep.
So nowadays.
That's some stroganoff stain.
There's a fight online that happens all the time.
Shrimp.
The latest is Doja Cat going after Elon Musk. So she's
also a witch.
She went off on Elon on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call that platform. Calling him a, quote, frog-billed-looking B-word and a barrel-chested Ewok.
Bastard.
I got to play it now. You said Doja Cat. You know I'm going to play it.
She's on whatever what's her name? Freaking on Oz. Wizard of. That my best
friend. She a real bitch. Wait, what, Oz? Talking about ABC and
Wicked.
Schillinger.
Yeah. That girl.
Oh,
little tiny ass little.
Oh, like
It's like, I don't remember Doja Cat on Oz.
That literally looks like a nymph, like a you ain't of this world looking. And the dead eyes, I'm telling you, we're going to find out. They walk among us. They walk among us. By the way, I Googled Doja Cat and, you know, always trying to sell you something. You know, you can go see her at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte in November. Tickets starting at $92.50.
So really? You think Ariana Grande is kind of...
I think
she's waif looking.
There's something to her and Miley Cyrus and...
You know, the drag queen Ariola's Grande? She's just as famous.
I think they're demons that have put on the husk of the human body.
Hmm. Well, if you believe certain Hollywood conspiracies, maybe they played that game.
I think that quite literally selling your soul to the devil is quite that.
At least
you
the
open
bodies.
Yourself up. Because even, you know, you say, well, it could be like marketing. Because, you know, like Kiss would, oh, we're demons, we're Satanists. Meanwhile, they're just sitting there counting that damn money.
Knights in Satan's service.
But was it...
Against Christ, Devil Child. It's AC/DC.
Who was it that said she becomes an alternate... she has an alternate identity when she goes on stage and some force takes over her body? She was a black singer.
Nah, I thought it was Anne Murray. Maybe it's
not. No, she's white as hell.
Black singer that said that?
Yeah, it's a female rapper or something. She's like, I feel a spirit coming in my body, and she has a name for it. It might have been Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B, you know, one of those.
Oh, one of those.
RZA.
I don't know. I don't remember.
If it's up, then it's up. Then it is stuck.
It might have been GZA SZA.
Was it Glorilla?
No, I don't think so.
Was it Gorillaz?
Glorillas.
Was it Jungle Pussycat?
No. It wasn't Thunder either. Somebody pointed that out to me yesterday. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a Thunder one, too. I forgot about that. And there's a riot over in Russia.
Yeah, there is.
Of that word. You know, that's a word that's been trademarked more than you know. Huh. I mean, it really has. I said Looney Tunes has the trademark on Pussyfoot, and then freaking...
Yeah, they do.
James Bond has it for Octopussy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so Siete Pussy's available.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, esta noche, James Bond.
It's a prequel. It's Seis Pussy.
Whoa.
Seis is six, yes. Yeah.
Six.
Well, say it three times in a row. You're a Satanist.
No.
It would be Ocho, right? Esta noche, Telemundo, James Bond, Ocho Pussy.
Oh, my
Ocho
God.
Pussy.
Paige, and those your eyes, guys, headlines.
Octa Mom.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Coming here in about 25 minutes, mystery guest.
Oh.
Mystery guest.
God.
Yeah.
I hope it's Jack Roper there. I'll throw that out.
No. We don't allow magic in this studio. They actually went to the internet, I heard.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.